Case number 11,113, William P. and Phyllis Fisher, north of Route 1, Coastal Highway, northwest of Elizabeth Avenue, being Lot 8 within Ann Acres Development, a variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Good evening.
Hi.
Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
It's Phyllis Fisher, 21040 Elizabeth Avenue, Rehoboth Beach.
I'm William P. Fisher. Address 21040 Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Hi. I'm Phyllis Fisher and my husband, Bill. We actually are applying for a variance, and we dropped off some pictures. Do you have...
I do. I was getting ready to hand those out.
Okay. We dropped off a couple pictures and then an updated survey that we just had done recently.
Okay.
Do you have a copy of the survey here?
They have the survey you submitted with the application.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's the survey we have?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The survey, although it has the original house that was on our lot, it's an updated survey that's just been done to give you an idea of an average setback on our house that we have. We're requesting the survey to the average setback that we have is approximately 1.7 inches or 1.7 feet different from the two on the side if you take the average. Now, that's not including us. It's just the two on the side. We're actually asking for 3 feet. We have a very large stairway in the front of the house that exists right now if you look at the pictures. And we'd like to come out on both sides up to where the steps are. And we've had that requested by an architect and a couple of contractors. We bought a house back in 2003 that was 900 square feet with the understanding that we would retire at the beach. In November 2010, after about a year of working on this house, we built the larger house, the one that you see in front of us, in front of you. The problem is that we left the same slab in the front of this house that was on the 9,000 square foot house. We now have very large pillars in the front of that, on that porch. The porch is not useful. It's as it exists. So a couple of the contractors suggested is that we come for a variance and bring it out a little bit. When we called in, they asked us to get the average survey to see if it would be enough to bring it up 3 feet. And it's not. It's about 1.7 feet that if we take the average variance. In the past year and a half, we've been working very diligently trying to figure out what we can do with this front porch. The house looks very drab in the neighborhood. The neighborhood's it's an old neighborhood, and all the houses are old, and ours is the only new one in the front. In the front there, and the house is like drab looking, and the front porch cannot be used at this point. We have about 6 foot wide on both sides. So we have the big steps in the middle with the double doors, and then on both sides we have 6 by 10, which you can't really do too much with 6 by 10. So what they're asking us to do is bring it out some so the porch can be more useful. We're going to leave the steps as is and just bring both sides out if we can. The house is basic as far as the structure of it. It's not unique. We can't use the front porch. That's the detriment of the house. That's the problem with the house right now. It doesn't hurt the character of the neighborhood. As a matter of fact, it probably, well, when we get it completed, the front of it completed, it'll probably be an advantage for the neighborhood. trying to think if there's anything else that I can say. Oh, the pillars are the problem. The pillars in the house to keep the second floor on are very large to keep it secure, and that's what's in the way. We really only have maybe 4.5 to 5 feet of useful space within that slab at this point.
And are you going to change it up to make it look like this?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That was drawn by one of the contractors, yes.
Okay, that's what you're going to be doing?
Yes. It's actually only going to come out 3 feet, but it's going to be more useful, right?
Well, if you run down in the standards, okay, mm-hmm. for variance, okay, would you run down and just give us a...
I don't have them in front of me. We did write them down, but the house is not unique in shape, nor is the lot. It's a 50 by 100 lot. The house is exactly where it was originally.
I think our chairman can help you with it.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Well, I can let her use
oh, okay.
this.
Oh, okay.
All right.
You just have to give this back to me, please.
Oh, I will.
Okay.
You okay. You could do this. I'll let you do this.
Do you have a unique circumstance or condition such as irregularity, narrowness or shallowness of lot size or shape or exceptional topographical or other physical conditions peculiar to the property? If so, please explain. Yes, the size of the building overpowers the existing slab, and that's true. And the shallowness of the 50-year-old slab. When the 900-square-foot bungalow was on the property, it served its purpose. But now since we upgraded to a two-story home, and its size, it doesn't serve any purpose. We'd like to have the porch an area where you can relax and have a table and chair out there. And we feel that, you know, this is a big investment that we made for the retirement home, and it's just not useful as it exists now. Is there an exceptional practical difficulty due to such unique conditions? Not related to general circumstances or condition. If yes, please explain. Again, existing pillars now restrict the space to make the porch useful. Possibility of development. Can the property be developed in strict conformity with the zoning ordinance without a variance? If not, please explain. No, we had an average setback the survey completed as requested by the zoning officer, and we're a little bit shy, 1 foot 6 inches, I believe, for the average setback of the survey. Is the variance necessary to enable reasonable use of the property? Yes, the porch is, again, too small for the size of the house, and the curb appeal, it looks like the house is not finished. And with the additional footage for the slab, it'll make it conform. Has the difficulty been created by the applicant? If not, please explain. Yes, the house is not completed due to the size of, well, I'm being redundant, but we have met with several contractors, and they all agree for us to come forth before the board to see if we can get this variance passed so they can complete the front of the house. Will the variance alter essential character of the neighborhood? No. On the contrary, I think it would enhance the neighborhood. Will the variance substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for the development of adjacent property? No, the variance request will be only in the front and will not impair any other property. Will the variance be detrimental to the public welfare? No. Will the variance represent the least modification possible of regulations at issue? Yes. We're not going to go out beyond the existing steps. We're just going to sort of surround it so we can have access on the sides to put tables and chairs and enjoy the front of the house. Is the variance necessary to afford relief? Yes. Our new home has enhanced the beauty of Elizabeth Avenue, and it will further enhance the beauty if we can get this project completed.
I did talk to the contractors about what else we could do, and this was the best suggestion that they had, that we won't come out any further than where the steps are. Well, if we shorten it to come to the average setback, then the steps would be, they would either stick out or they'd be too steep, and you can't do that. So that's why they're saying bring them in as far as the steps, so it sort of is a uniform look.
You're not bringing the upper deck out to
No. No. There's just going to be like a little overhang.
Overhang over there.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I got the picture there, but I wasn't for sure.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The deck stays in with it.
Okay. Are there questions from members of the board or council? Hearing none, is there anyone here in favor of the application? Is there anyone here in opposition to the application? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,113 based on the applicant's able to meet the standards for granting a variance. And I believe lining it up with the rest of the neighborhood with the average is part of the uniqueness. So having said that, I believe there's uniqueness to the property because of the fact that they have a 25-foot, was it 25-foot there? Okay, setback. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I don't believe the hardship that's been there is being created by you. It's been around there. The neighborhood is setbacks are the same all over. A variance will not alter sense of character of the neighborhood, and the requested variance is minimum that will afford relief. And also, the request of a variance represents the least modification possible of the regulation and issue.
Is there a second?
Second.
And by roll call vote, Mr. Workman.
Aye.
Mr. Rickard.
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Hudson.
Aye for those reasons.
And I vote aye for the reasons that were stated. Your case has been approved. 4-0.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.